following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. What's up, Jason?
I would like for you to refer to me as the Beardcaster now, please.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
I'm going to be branding myself now, and I will be known as
like Jason. Literally branding yourself. Can we get that live for some?
Oh, you want like the hot iron brand and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I've actually thought about it because there are people like tattoo artists that actually will brand people. I am too much of a wimp to get that done, so that will not be being done.
Yeah. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm
started
fantastic.
School back up again. You have a nice little 3 weeks off. I said you had 3 weeks off. So how's the school starting back up?
Picking up back where I left off. I'm getting back in a rhythm. I got some nice, cool classes that I'm doing, to include a cool art class.
Nice.
I got English 101.
Can't wait to see your stick figure drawings.
Yeah.
I'm taking
taking a computer class.
Yeah.
Are you? And then I'm taking American government. So your boy might be president one day. All right.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
Dude, how about 2024?
I was just going to say that. It's popping off, right?
10 days into 2024, and it's been lit. Lit.
Some aliens getting doing some shopping
down apparently, in Miami.
Yeah, you know, apparently they got to have the cool clothes.
Yeah,
Cat Williams.
What Cat Williams? I mean, that dude is just blown up the internet right now.
Yeah,
blown up so much that I went out and bought tickets to go see him the last day of MTE. So as soon as I leave MTE, I'm going right to Tampa Bay, and I'm going right to the Cat Williams show.
Nice. Nice.
And then you got what's that chick's name?
Gypsy Rose. I haven't watched that special yet.
It is everybody's
talking about. Is it
wild? Like, you know, I'm just gonna make this real quick because I feel real bad for her, and I don't think she deserved to spend any time in prison, because once you hear her story, you're like, you can sit there and you go, wow.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I might have to watch it. Everybody keeps talking about it. What about Saban, bro? Saban's out.
Saban's retiring.
Him and your boy Billy B, they're gonna be out.
We haven't gotten any official news on Bill Belichick yet, but you know, all the signs are pointing to like he's gonna either be out of a head coaching job,
traded or something.
Traded.
Like that. Oh, yeah.
Retire. Who knows? Right at this point, you know.
That's a nice little start off, man. So you want to get into this? And I'm sure everybody's waiting on pins and needles for the special guest tonight. Or maybe not. I don't know. jump into this. The DetailSolutionsPodcast.com is the only website in the detail industry that you really need. We've kind of refashioned the vendor. Preferred vendor page a little bit. So we have new ad sponsors. If you haven't checked out the last or the first two episodes of this year, we have new ad sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to have them on board. So go to the preferred vendor page, check them out. There are not really, well, there's one coupon code, there's kind of like some mentions, So when you go to say, you know, when you go to spend money with them, they'll save money for you in return. They'll spend that money with us. Hopefully down the line, we will hopefully make you laugh, bring you that funny leading up to the hashtag money, money, funny. Yeah. Also we have the drip shop. Go check out the shirts. MTE is coming up. If you want some cool gear,
that drip, rock drip. MTE.
Yeah. Also, we're just about caught up, I think, on YouTube with most of these more video episodes. I think maybe one or two we have to finish uploading or whatever. So the Detail Solutions podcast is our channel on YouTube. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button, all that fun stuff.
We're going to have to change it next week because I see I don't think it. Did you change it already?
For what?
YouTube streaming right now?
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah, but we said we weren't going to do that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing, guys. Yeah. We're going to do this Facebook Live every Wednesday. And then after that, we'll take it down. The only reason why we're doing that is so we could upload the video to YouTube. And when you're on YouTube, you have your live section and then your upload section. So you get two different kind of algorithms there. And, you know, views will go into one, but not the other. So we kind of trying to funnel all the views into one place, and you know the reason why we're keeping it on Facebook so we can keep interaction with you guys, because we love you guys. You guys make the show fun for us too, you know.
And then also we're trying to take it down on Facebook so that people don't go back and listen to it on Facebook. We want
the listens. So we want algorithms going to the listens on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you are one of our view, you can also view it on Spotify as well. The video is on Spotify too. Or if you're a YouTube person like myself, you know, it will be on YouTube Thursday morning.
Well, unless you're uploading it Thursday morning. I don't upload it on Thursday morning.
I can do everything Wednesday night and then, you know,
there you go. So Stat said the TikTok lives have been amazing. Yes, they have. If you want to go check us out on TikTok, we are the Detail Solutions Pod. Go follow us there. Those lives are out of this world. Mobile Tech Expo is coming up February 1st through the 3rd in beautiful Orlando, Florida. If you're planning on coming, when you go to mobiletechexpo.com to purchase your tickets, please use the code DSP15. That'll save you 15% off of your, whether it's Education Day or the Expo Days or the Combo Pack, it'll save you 15% off. Also, while you're there, please go to mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic and please nominate the Detail Solutions Podcast for the Golden Mic Award. We would really, really appreciate that. And then please just go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification bell anywhere that you are listening to this. Please leave us a review. That would be great. Much help us out. And yeah, man, let's do it, man. So our special guest tonight has been on a few times before. Last time he was on was surprisingly almost a year ago. Like Monday was the actual, like, official year anniversary date, but this will be, I guess, a year for Wednesdays. He's gonna come on, and I don't know, he might tell us about his own TV show that's coming out, or he might just come on and tell us that, finally admit that I am better than him, or I don't know, I'll have to find out. So after this commercial break, we'll be right back.
Is your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com. and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details.
And we're back with Noxie. Stats got it right. Stats said it must be Noxie by the butterflies and Alex's eyes. I'm just reading that comment.
You saw his sparkles. He was just cheesing. and rosy ass cheeks and that sparkle in his eye. He was like, yeah.
So what's going on, Noxie? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? First of all, let me go ahead and just say now, both of you guys are, I got both of you in the same kind of area, but like this podcast in the last full year has completely grown into something to really kind of make note of, man. I mean, these visual commercials that I just watched for Autofiber, I'm still not a fan of Alex talking too terribly much, but you know, I'll give praise to it. I mean, aesthetically, this is really impressive. I love what you guys have been doing.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. I'll take that on? Because you don't give us credit too much, so I'll take
it. It's really towards Bruno, but I didn't want to directly give it to Bruno because you know his head's already big enough. Like that size hat is the size of that hat is to be continued.
What you mean the size? Is it like too big, too small? Like I'm not.
Yeah, bro, you got a big old melon, bro. Those headphones are really two sets just glued together. You know what I mean,
bro? If I got a New Era fitted hat, it would have to be a 6 7/8 or a 7 at most. Okay, I got a tiny head.
I'll tell you now. So there, you know the Reds hats that I had custom made. So everybody's like, yeah, let me get a hat. And I'm like, you don't understand. This isn't a New Era hat or a Richardson or anything like that. Like, I have to buy it from a specialty company that makes snapbacks that are super low bucket and very large. And they start at 7 3/8.
Jeez.
The hat's like $50 by itself before you like modify it and stuff. But that's
good Lord.
Yeah, it's full of something. Knowledge, shit, something.
Yeah. Well, listen, Knox.
Bruno, I love that. Can I get you to turn your head just a little bit?
Which the other way?
No. Yep. Yeah. There we go. So you got like the Cruella de Vil going on, baby. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude. I'm embracing it, man. I'm embracing it, dog.
And the middle's kind of like Wolfman, but then the left side's, you know, needs some Just for Men. Do they sell hats?
I got the stripe down the middle too, man.
All right, Knox. Everybody wants to know why you're back on tonight. They want to know the big news. We saved it from Jason. I already know about it. I think it's pretty cool. So let the people have it.
Yeah. So, pretty cool little thing, I had going on in the background, but I just actually signed a deal with Jess Car Industries for brand development and product development. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be spearheading all the new technology that's coming out in the abrasive world out of Jess Car's corner.
Well, all that's right, awesome, man. That's pretty dope.
So this has officially just become a product spotlight for Jess Car with Knox.
Oh, yeah. Jess Car's. Well, you know what's weird, dude? And like, Alex, we kind of briefly talked about it, but like, one of the things that. Thank you. Badass. Congratulations. Thank you. One of the that things Ambrosia. That. I... One more time.
that was Ambrosia.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, all the people saying that. One of the things that I really, really loved about this brand, because, you know, whenever you get kind of like approached with something like this, you want to be apprehensive, right? You want to ask questions. I think a lot of people sign on a little too quick for certain situations, and then they kind of realize what they got themselves into in hindsight, right? You know, because corporate is totally different than what we're used to. Working on cars and shining shit up, you know what I mean? Especially if you have your own business, you're not working for somebody, that kind of thing. Oh shit, Gray Scott is on
yeah. Right now. Blast know? From the past.
Oh my God. We got the TikTok peacock watching.
He's the one that was part of the yeah. So one of the things that I loved about the brand was that instead of what we're seeing a lot of now, which is like upfront, in your face, supermarketed, maybe even overmarketed, and then the back end is kind of like a shit show. Jess Car's the exact opposite. They're very, very, very well established in the back end, and they want to make a better connection in the actual professional detail community, which I you know, that kind of threw me for a loop. Like, I was like, wow, really? And like coming to find out a little bit more about their company, you know, they make their own products. So this isn't any rebranding, relabeling stuff. You're not, you know what I mean? You're not going being lied to about any of that. Like, these are actual formulas being developed and created. And like being a part of that means that there are people that will use this product and it'll benefit them and hopefully make them more money by making them more efficient, or, you know, they'll be able to charge more for the better finishes that they're providing, so on and so forth. And like, I thought that was just like an awesome opportunity. So, you know, I signed on. The owner is super cool, very knowledgeable individual. And we got a bunch of really cool stuff planned for this next year coming up.
So. Nice. So what I want to know, because we didn't really talk about it too much, is like, so how did this all come about? Did they contact you? Did you
them, or it's literally know? Like, okay, so we're almost exactly 1 year ago, and you asked me that same thing about this television show.
Yeah.
And what was my response? It just kind of like fell in my lap.
Yeah.
It just happened, right? That like we started talking. Exact same thing. It's Life of Noxy, man. I'm telling you, I can't explain it. I can't quantify it. I can't, you know what I mean? I couldn't try to replicate it if my life depended on it. Like,
right.
I mean, there's been conversations with other brands ever since like the show started, you know?
Okay.
But like, I mean, you know me, dude, I'm both of you know me pretty well, actually. Like it has to be like the right fit. If that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have to be able to do Noxy shit. If I can't do like Noxy things and float around and be weird, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be at 100%. And I know that. So like, it's not only just like doing justice for myself, but also for them. You know, if you're going to pay somebody to do something, I hope that they're doing it to the best of their ability for you.
So. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So are they going to let you get in and sprinkle some Noxy magic into making your own kind of products, or?
Oh, dude, that's already on its way.
Can you give us a little insight on what we could be looking forward to?
You know, I think, obviously, you know, this is just coming from my position, and I am but one part of an entire collective entity, but I want to start, this is such a, like a large thing, right? And it starts with just this little thing, but I'm going to go into kind of like what I've been talking about with a handful of people, because I'm about to start a campaign, if you will, but it's not really like a marketing campaign. It's more of a like secure our positions and livelihood campaign, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not happy with where the industry is going. I'm not happy with what's going on in the industry right now.
You want to expand on that, or do you want to keep that close to the vest?
We can get into it, bro. I think it'll be,
I think we should
get it out, right? I think that, you know, in the last probably 5 years, I would say the industry has kind of started to slip into this very dewy slope, if you will. And it's essentially called, like, I call it the quick and easy, right?
Yeah,
shine it up real quick. We'll do the, you know, gloss enhancement or whatever, and put a, you know, professional grade coating on it and charge this person $2,000 and then go and brag about it on social media. And, you know, the companies, a lot of the brands are starting to cater to DIY, if you haven't noticed that, right? To the end user. They're not even going pro market anymore. They're bypassing the pro sector. And the pro sector is essentially becoming cannibalistic and self-destructive because we want that easy money. And I mean, everybody wants to make easy money. That's been the American dream since America started, right?
Right.
But there's also something to be said about craftsmanship. And collectively, when you put all of this together, if you and the guy next door both have the same product and you're both doing the same thing, and you're both priced the same way, what distinguishes one from the other? If your customer can get on Amazon now, which is where a lot of distributors are selling, because that's where the high influx of capital is, and your customer can go buy some cheap polisher, they can go buy, you know, the Rupus system, which is extremely easy to use, right? Yeah. And get what they deem professional results. Cause I mean, like, there's a lot of trainings that will train professional detailer. So like, oh, just get it to 80%. That's the best the client can see.
Right.
You're right. So now the client can get it to 80%. And they can get on that same Amazon and they can buy a coating. Do they give a shit if it's a professional grade coating? No. You know what matters more? You know what trumps? Oh, I'm a professional. I do professional only. You know what trumps that? Me not having to pay you $1,500.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that war is going to win that way every single way. So what are we doing? We're diluting ourselves. We're not giving ourselves the ability to continue to grow as an industry because we're focusing on the quick and easy. Well, in the same breath, so are the distributors. And that essentially is going to eliminate the pro sector. That's my concern. That's my personal opinion. I'm not saying that's actually going to happen, but my position in JESCAR allows me. How does JESCAR work on rockers? Exceptionally well. I have documents. I have documentation in that. Someone's asking me how JESCAR works on rockers.
That was stats. Trying to be funny.
So where my position comes in with JESCAR is that I have the ability to develop products. And I want our process to be easier on us because at the end of the day, dude, my back hurts. My shoulder hurts. You know what I mean? My foot hurts, like all sorts of stuff. And that's because we're constantly fighting what we're doing. We have very physically demanding jobs. So what are some of the things that can not only make us profitable, but alleviate some of that physical burden? And that is going to be polishing, compounding, the day-to-day grinding, you know, we're cutting down, you know? So when I'm making these products, I want to make it easier to use. I want to make it more effective. And I want there to be a damn compound that actually cuts, man. I'm tired of hearing all this bullshit about how this is the hardest hitting, you know, blah, blah, blah on the planet. And you go and you spend 50, 60 bucks for a quart of this shit and it won't even cut an Audi R8. You know what I mean? I mean, how many people that might be listening or even the two of you have gone through that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to make a monster. Yeah. And JESCAR's going to help me do it. I want to build a community of people that take pride in their craft, in their work. You know, I want to bring back this like almost like Renaissance era where people were proud of what they do and you're not just like a number. You know what I mean? Like, Alex, you came from a car wash. You know what that is, dude.
Yeah.
Those people don't actually matter. No. What they want doesn't actually matter. They're just a number. And that's essentially where we're going, and we're going in the pro sector, and it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I forged Reds off of bringing back the days where you got what you paid for, and we're going on 13 years in business. I want a liquid sandpaper in a bottle. Yeah, so I can't see the user who just said that, but
that's Rain.
Essentially, I do too, except I do want a phenomenal cut-to-finish ratio because I don't want my finishing to take longer than my cutting. And if you've ever noticed, depending on what you're working on, one is always takes longer than the other. You ever notice that? Yeah. What if we had an even balance?
And it's typically the polishing.
Yeah. What if we had a balance? What if that cut was so extreme, but it left you with a finish that you could immediately go right into your finishing polish and they were both the same relative time? They were both very easy. And that's essentially what I want.
Well, then that, sir, would be called a game changer. And you could probably actually properly use that term in this situation, unlike how others try to use it on that term products out there.
That my general disdain for that term will keep me from using that. But, you know,
I agree, because it is a stupid term.
You look at the stuff that we have now. You look at the stuff that we had in the past. And then you see how technology is changing. I think that our industry has become a little bit stagnant because our focus has changed. Ceramic coatings were king. They're starting to kind of lose their grip because the market's getting diluted. Everybody can buy a coating now if you have enough money. And it's switching over to PPF. That's all quick, easy money. I mean, granted, you need to be pretty skilled to be very good at PPF. Alex, I know you know that. I tried to help you out with PPF a couple times. So it was a pain in the ass, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, dude, you're putting a clear sticker on a car. Yeah, there's some skill in it, but it's not refinishing a vehicle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You bring in a car that's 50, 60 years old, been left outside, neglected, and you can make that thing shine. That's something to be proud of, you know? And that's something that people will pay for. I mean, one of my good homeboys, Steve, everyone, he's known as the Shine Doctor. You know, he does more paint corrections than he does coatings. And this dude is extremely well off with the money that he's making. And his demand is extremely high. You know what I mean? He's not predicating his existence of his business on whether he has access to a professional product. He's predicating it on a skill set, and it's being recognized.
Yeah.
And that's essentially where I want to go. That's what I want to rekindle. And you know, the cool part about, like, when I was talking about the cut to finish ratio, Jeskar is notorious for that. Jeskar's finishes are pretty much unparalleled, man. And there's a fun fact about that. Like, Alex, I told you, but Jason, you ever heard of a Fender guitar? You familiar with Fender guitars?
Yeah, I know that Jeskar makes the strings for them.
Every finish on every Fender guitar sold in the world has a Jeskar finish on it.
Is that what? Okay.
So that goes back to like how well established this brand is, and they've been around since 77.
Betwire.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like this is what they do. This is what they do. So, and they're, like I said, their finishes are incredible. So like, if I can get in the hot seat, which I am now, and develop something that's just an absolute monster, or gets us great results quickly, comes off the panel easily, you know what I mean? Just makes our life overall just better with the technology that we have. And that's my full intention.
Yeah. I think that's one thing where the industry is trying to go is ease of use. You know, not only to make it easy to use for a consumer or DIY, but also for the pro guys, right? Like you said, right? Like your shoulders hurt, your foot hurts, your back aches. I mean, we all get that. And so it's, how do we make a product that is easier to use, less stress on our bodies and things like that?
And more effective.
Yeah.
Like, abrasives are abrasives, man. You've got a handful of companies that have the ability to take raw materials and turn it into abrasive clusters. So it's no different than the ceramic coating stuff. You know what I mean? There's only a handful of companies in the world that are actually making and producing ceramic coatings.
Right.
It's on us to figure out who's buying it from them, which isn't necessarily a bad deal. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a kitchen knife in your house, you more than likely bought that from a company who bought that from somebody else. Like, it's all in every industry, right?
Yeah.
But here we have a very unique thing. Here we have a company that is almost like, you know, if you had to describe it, it's almost like grassroots. And they want to build a better relationship with the pro circuit. And that is something I'm absolutely about. I mean, from day one, I've done nothing but try to help other detailers grow on a professional level. You know, the Gloss University, we pride ourselves on that. And then besides that, like helping your business grow. I mean, Alex, you went to how many trainings did we do? Dude? Two, three?
One with you and then one with Gloss University.
Yeah. You know, and your business went up 30% the very next year, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and that's not the only story that's like that. And that's what really, like, what does it for me. But this right now, Jeskar is just providing an outlet for me to be able to do it on a grander scale, you know?
Right, right. No.
So are you going to be doing trainings with Jeskar?
There's a possibility. I mean, I'm still, you know, absolutely loyal to the Gloss University. You know, we forged that literally from nothing. And that's going to be going in new directions pretty soon too. And I'm super pumped about that, but that's a different show. But yeah, I mean, I want to implement Jeskar into a lot of stuff. PM Aaron Knox for free samples. There ain't nothing free in life, my dude, except for taxes and a hard time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's take a commercial break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Bon is a leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit AudubonFilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection. Okay, so something you said before we went to the commercial break was you want to try, you, or that Jessica's trying to get more into the professional market, and you're wanting to do that. So what are some of the things that you...
No, man, Jessica's already in the professional market.
Well, no, I mean, I know, but you said like they're trying to be a bigger part of it, or
they want to play a bigger role in the detailing.
Right, sector. Right. So what are some of the things that they're going to do, or that you're going to help them do to try and, you know, have that play that bigger role?
Well, one, it's, I think, you know, and this is just me kind of staying true to the way that I operate, is just relationships. You know what I mean? Building stronger relationships. And it always leads to something else. I mean, networking is a very powerful tool, but when you're doing it genuinely, it takes another form. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited to announce, you know, one of your sponsors already, Ian, and I'm talking to him about being a distributor for Jessica.
Yeah.
You know, being able to get the brand out there into other people's hands. But not only that, you know, the pre-existing stuff is phenomenal. Correcting compound, I think, is probably one of the best all-around correcting compounds out there. You can put that shit on anything. It's kind of like Frank's hot sauce, right?
Uh-huh.
But left side like that. Not so Blackbeard.
Not so Blackbeard.
Nice. But the new stuff that I have, you know, cooking, and some of the prototypes and stuff that I really want to get into, I think is going to help the industry tremendously. And then, you know, you do that with like a pairing of really just being a part of the community, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always in the groups. I'm always talking to people. I'm always kind of talking shit. You know, we're doing podcasts, that kind of stuff, trainings, so on and so forth, and just kind of like naturally let it develop on its own. You know, I'm a firm believer in, if you have a great product and it's being provided by good people, you can't lose, you know, it's a win-win situation. I know as a consumer, when I buy stuff, if the outfit that I'm buying from are all good people, it makes me feel better. So I'm reading the comments. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Can you smell what the Knox is cooking? Yeah, there you go. That's great. That's great.
I was from Jordan Lee Schwartz. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah. So what else is good?
I don't know. You tell us, man.
So
like, I just went off. I mean, I literally just went off on like my whole opinion and thought.
Yeah. I'm interested in what your ideas are. Like, what do you see yourself bringing to the table besides what you just told us as far as product wise? Like, I know you kind of touched on some of what you want to do, but like
what I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But mm-hmm. what you can, cause like I've used Jessica products before and I love them. Yeah. I've used their cutting compound, their medium and their fine polish, and they're all fantastic products. So like what I'm curious is about is like that Noxy touch.
Right. Well, one, you know, I always want the most aggressive compound that won't really, you know, lock up on a panel, won't turn the, you know, the clear coat into silly putty, that kind of stuff. So
that's going to be hard. That's going to be kind of hard to do, I think. Cause like, I know a lot of people try to do that, and like either you get too much of like the product that, you know, is not going to cut enough, and then you got too much where it's just going to cake up too much. So, you know, you're going to get one or the other, and to get that happy medium, I know that's going to be tough. So like what's a timeline of something like this that's going to come out for the industry, a year or two or something?
Well, I can tell you now that my full intentions are to have a little surprise for NTE.
That's a couple weeks away, homie.
I am also going to tell you, and I know that you know this, but like, dude, it doesn't matter how many times I get knocked on my ass. It doesn't matter how many teeth I lose in a fight. I'm always going to get back up. And I think
so. You're going to come to MTE now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your boy's going to be
you better now because you're saying it.
Not only that, you could go ahead and throw up hashtag Jessica Army because I'm building one. And that's actually actually going to be a thing. But to answer your question, I mean, you're right, dude. I mean, I know I'm walking into pretty much like a suicide mission. I know that I am trying to do what countless people before me that probably have way more experience or better connections couldn't do. And that's a pretty big size shoes to fill. But, you know, I get knocked down. I've been knocked down and I always get back up. You know, you dust yourself off and you learn from where you were and you continue to grow and continue to grow and continue to grow. And it's my full intention to create the King of Compounds.
So how long can we see you with Jeskar?
One more time.
How long are you going to be with Jeskar? How long, can we see Aaron Nock?
I don't know.
All right. I didn't know if there was a contract that you signed that gave you amount of time or.
I did. I mean, you know, I think I'm very fair with everything. I try to be realistic and considerate on both ends. You know what I mean? Unless it's with Alex, I really don't give a shit what he has to say, but I had to throw it in Alex. You know, the contract's obviously the contract and I can't speak about it, but you know, the duration of time is something that I thought was very fair for both ends. You know, it's kind of like that honeymoon period. You get to meet each other, greet each other, make sure that I'm doing what they want.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then vice versa, make sure that it's a good fit. And right now it's seeming like it's just a good deal all the way around. You know, I'm loving the fact that I get to be creative. I'm loving the fact that I get to help the community and they're all about it. Like that, the fact that a brand is not like, well, what are the numbers?
Yeah.
That's not the first question. They're like, well, how are we going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they want to know. And I'm like, dude, this is amazing. You know what I mean? So I'm going to start campaigns. I'm going to, you know, I think it was always something kind of cool, but like on Instagram, you know, if you've used Jeskar products and there's a picture of a car's finish that you're really proud of, literally all you have to do is tag it or mention it in a story. And I'm going to reshare it on the social media because I want us. Remember how I told you a long time ago, Alex, that the tide rises, all ships rise with the tide.
Yeah.
And that's that right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's a shop out there that just wants to be a little bit better known in the industry, if there's something that you're just proud of, I'm proud of it too. And I'm going to share it. And so is Jeskar.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, kind of going back to, you know, what you were saying about, you know, when you get knocked down, you get back up and, you know, trying to do the things that, you know, you want to do that maybe can't be done or people have tried before. I think the difference with you is your knowledge and your experience. Like, you're going to be able to take whatever Jeskar gives you and you're going to be able to dial it in probably better than anything else, because most everything else is somebody just going like, you know, a chemist going like, okay, well, we want it to do this, so this is what, these are the steps we have to do to get it to do that, right? And you're going to be like, no, we need to do, you know, we need to go in a completely different direction, because you're going to be able to fine tune that with your knowledge of paint and how paint works and things like that. So I have no doubts that you'll be able to come up with, you know, something that hasn't been thought of before or hasn't been introduced before.
I mean, you know, variants and formulas are constantly changing, but you have to understand too, and a lot of people like listening to this that want to be a little bit more like, you know, in depth with paint corrections, like, dude, there's no such thing as detailing by numbers. As much as like our industry and the people in it like want to make it like a step one, put your balls on the DA. You know, step two, put your compound on your balls. Like, it doesn't work that way. You know, Alex, I remember when you came to that training and I was showing you, like, we went through a couple of the test panel. We went through a BMW. We went through, like, and I'm like, this is not that. That is not this. You can't sit here and do the exact same thing over and over again, expecting the same result.
Right.
In this industry, that is the definition of insanity. And I think that, you know, being able to find something that you can hook up to 90 to 98% of the paint types out there, old and new, and still get results with maybe just a variation of like a pad selection, that's a great compound.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays in our industry, if you notice, like, what's the flavor of the week? like, what's the product of the week, you know? And in my eyes, like, I'm not taking away from any of those products. I'm not trying to take away from any of those products. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about ceramic coatings or any of this other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about products as a whole. Like, congratulations, your product is product of the week. But in my personal and humble opinion, that doesn't leave a fucking legacy. What leaves a legacy is if you create something and 10 years from now, detailers are still using it.
Yeah.
They're still buying it and they're still relying on it. That's a real product. And that's what I intend on making.
So I want to ask you this, because when I came and trained with you, you know, obviously you told me a couple of
things. Bruno straight shook, bro. Are you mesmerized? Are you just staring at my image in your screen, my guy?
I'm just listening, man.
So I know personally that you have had a hand in creating some compounds and polishes in the past. So
and coatings.
Right. So how is Jeskar letting you into that going to be different? Or how are you going to be able to create something better than, let's say, what you've done before with, you know, other brands?
Certain brands. Yeah. So again, we'll go back to Jeskar makes their products. That's another very key fact or key indicator there. You have a history and a lineage of this product provider making abrasives.
Right.
And that's where I have more capability, right? It's just like us networking. Like, how long have you been doing this podcast? Well, when you first started, did you have the connections that you had now?
No.
There's no difference, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we specialize in. Jeskar specializes in compounds and finishes. So the relationships with raw goods providers in order to be able to create new things and all the new technology that's coming out within that realm itself will allow me to be able to provide new technology and compound systems that we haven't seen before.
Nice.
Or variants of it.
Where so is Jeskar getting a new logo?
Yeah, Jeskar got a new logo. We went with like kind of like the vintage vibe.
I like it.
Thank you, dude. That means something coming from you, bro. You actually going to school for this. You know what I mean? Like, you recognize it.
It's... Well, see, the thing is, like, simplicity can be the most sexiest. It can be the sexiest thing.
Dude, you see really the Vents logo, bro. It's like a lightning bolt.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's sexy. And the people need to realize that. Like, they try to go over the top with their logo designs and all this shit, which is it's fine. It's fine. But if it's done right, it can be good. But once you, if you keep it simple, simple is sexy.
Okay. Timeless. Look at all the stuff that came out of KXK Dynamics. Like all the whole aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted simplicity, and there's a lot that goes into that. That's why Jason Bruno loves the Amish lifestyle.
Dude, I'm telling you right, he's my stan. Okay. He's a stan of mine.
Oh man.
He's my biggest fan, that guy.
Yeah, but just the new logo is more of like a it's like a heritage, you know? It's a testament to the potential, like the slow progress and growth of Jeskar. And it still has like a heritage vibe. So the apparel that I get to create is gonna be cool.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah, you're probably pretty jealous of the hat I'm gonna be wearing at MTE, but that's okay. I might make an extra one.
Dear Bruno, this is Stan.
Yeah. Listen, man, if you go on a rampage at some point and you try to blame it on me, please don't.
Yeah. No. So you know, Jason jumped in and asked earlier. So, I mean, the fact that you're going to be at MTE. So, obviously, Jeskar is going to have a booth there for you to be in it. What kind of things can the people who are coming to MTE expect, you know, with you being in the booth at Jeskar? I mean, are you going to be doing demos? Or are you going to be?
Yeah. So, we wanted to go like full bore. But, you know, the finalization of the contract kind of came a little bit later than what would be savory to be able to do this kind of real big deal. So we're probably going to have to do you know, the full circus next year.
Okay.
This year, I just kind of want to do like a real soft, like I said, a natural kind of like hangout. You know, like I'm having a couple really cool.
Actually, like a reintroduction.
What's that?
It's kind of like a reintroduction.
Yeah, it's just low key, man. You know, like everybody's just chilling. There's nothing to really prove. I've got some, I'm making some pretty special little giveaway things nice. That I want to give out to people, you know. And just hang out, kind of meet and greet, chill, probably have a little fun. I was hoping that you guys would come over to the booth, maybe do a little podcasting, beard casting, podcasting, con casting, all casting.
Beard casting, yeah.
The beard casters.
I'll be doing my own thing a little bit here and there. I'll be going back and forth. The first day of MT is going to be busy for me.
Yeah.
So Alex might be riding solo a little bit, maybe for like a couple of hours.
Look, they're asking for the YouTube content. Yeah, listen, yeah, I'm only one man, okay? And so far, this man has created like multiple businesses, been on television, and is now leading another business.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break, man.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, we'll have a house party at the Angel Wax Airbnb. Yeah. It must be rain.
Yeah, it was rain. You know, kind of a little bit off topic, but since you kind of, you know, mentioned it or whatever, for anybody who's curious or cares, so what's the deal with the show? I mean, is it done? Is there a possibility of a season 2?
I can't talk about the show. What I can say is that that whole strike nonsense really threw a wrench in like a lot of networks' plans.
Okay.
And you got to understand that, like, when you're fuck my break, entertain the people. Jesus Christ, man. These people are savages. When you're spending tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on a project, you want to foresee all of the potential risk before you start pulling the trigger. Right. And these people have been doing this for quite some time. So when the strike thing happened, I think, you know, and you're seeing it now, but you're seeing a lot of like acquisitions. And I think that what happened was a bunch of production companies over-leveraged. They over-leveraged themselves, which a lot of businesses do that, right?
Right.
They're gambling. And the rope ran out, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a strike and they're like, oh shit, we don't have any content, yada, yada, yada. And then the bigger brands or the bigger networks is they're buying them up. So after this whole, while this whole strike thing's going on, I think that a lot of the larger networks, the History Channel, for example, were just kind of like pump the brakes because they don't need to continually pump out new content.
Yeah, yeah.
They're such a big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we haven't necessarily heard anything, but I think that that's just because, like I said, everybody's trying to get their bearings again. Gotcha. And I'm still in contact with all of the producers. The head showrunner, they're all great people. They're all like personal friends now. So that's really cool. And
these Hollywood fuckers, man, just ruin it for everybody.
The way that TV stuff works is crazy because the producers, like, if they come up with an idea for a show, they already have everything they need to like basically pitch it to the network and the network be like, all right, we'll buy it.
Yeah.
So like they're already talking about like two or three different types of shows. You know what I mean? They're coming up like, and it's just brainstorming stuff. There's nothing, you know, solid there, but it's just cool to be a part of that, you know.
Oh, that's good, man.
So it was like, let's do about a vampire show.
The vampire show? Why?
Love to be a vampire.
Oh, you love to be a vampire. Yeah, you are a vampire.
You fucking Twilight fruitcake.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you talking about?
You look like sparkle and everything. You want to?
You look like the Wolfman.
Yeah, you know what? Bro. I'd rather look like a Wolfman than a sparkly vampire.
Just came out of an Amish village, and you just ate like four children and two.
No. Don't try to piggyback off of fucking other people's jokes, dude. Be original, man.
The reason you're wearing a hat is because you got a bald ass head and it's cold. Okay.
This is a sexy ass head, boy. Come at me, dog.
All right, let's do a last commercial break, and then we'll come back and let these two kiss and make up. We'll be right back.
Detailer knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
And we're back. So Cavallo says, Noxie's on tonight. Love you, boo.
Is that Jace Cavallo?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's.
And then Rain Albertson says, Bruno looks like a penis with a beard.
Oh, that's not fair. He doesn't. He doesn't.
It's all right. Yeah, a little bit.
I keep receipts, so, and he knows that. So the next time I see him in Orlando, Cat Williams,
whose comment is this?
No.
Because I'm just that head.
Bullshit, dog. My shit's smooth as butter, baby. I got the best bald head in the industry.
Yo, you know what? You want to hear something funny though? Like just little stuff about the going back to the Jeskar thing. What was interesting? We were having a team meeting, and like you know, I got to get caught up on some of the stuff that I don't know about or use regularly, right? So we were talking about the tire shine. And it's so fascinating to me because like you see this trend where a lot of the brands are pushing the like tire shine sealant or tire shine ceramic, tire shine graphene. It's just basically tire shine and a protectant.
Yeah.
And turns out Jeskar's had this for like, I don't even know how long, years. Like it's already out. It's already like, it serves as a 2-in-1 kind of thing. I just thought that was super fucking cool.
Yeah,
so it's little stuff like that.
We already had it. Everybody's talking about it.
Huh?
I said everybody's talking about it, but they've already had it. Man. Yeah.
Anyway,
you fucking get lost.
I got this. So this is my little box for Rain. I bought this especially for him for MTE, and I'm gonna present this to him at MTE. And
what is it?
He's gonna. It's weed.
Oh, okay.
And he knows the deal because when we were in Kentucky and he had some of my shit, this dude just like blasted off the Pluto.
Okay.
So this one's gonna take him out of the Milky Way galaxy.
All right, Panama Jack. So that's what simmer I meant down by before we call your probation officer. Gotcha. All right. All right. Who is this?
You got out of trouble.
You gotta tell me who is this. Since Jason Bruno is afraid to ask, and I know he wants to know, when is Jessica coming out with a ceramic coating?
That's us. That's stats.
Stats.
Yeah.
So right now, we're not interested in ceramic coatings.
Who would be, honestly? In 2024, who the fuck would be interested in coming out with a new ceramic coating?
Hi, I'm. Wait, hold on. Hello, everyone. I am Alex Russell with Aquatech Coatings. Before I go into how amazing Aquatech coatings are, here's a commercial from one of our sponsors. Bruno, on a 1 to 10, what did I get? Perfect. 1 in 10.
I'll be nice and I'll give that an 8.
That was a fucking solid. I'll give it 9.2, bro.
I told you I wanted to be nice. 8.9.
Oh, nice to Alex, not me. Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, dude, we're not.
But like, seriously, like I think the ceramic coating industry is just so saturated within our industry. It's like if you just come out with a new ceramic coating in 2024, you're just gonna get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. It depends on your angle, right? And that's why it's very heavily marketed. You ever notice?
Every angle has probably been used at this point.
Maybe, you know, until they come up with a new name. Oh, this is chlorocetaphene. It's 20,000 times stronger than titanium and it's invisible, you know. But you know, going back to, I mean, this is kind of the thing. It's like we haven't even fully explored abrasives. And let's get real, dude. I don't care. I genuinely do not care how good you think you are. Okay? Or how good you think, better yet, how good you think your ceramic coating is, okay? There is not a ceramic coating on the planet that makes your work look the way that it does. It is exactly. The prep work.
Thank you.
It is the compounding.
Thank you.
It is the polishing. It is the finishing. And the coating mm-hmm. accentuates that. Okay. So we yes. know which one's really doing the work. And if I'm going to put my money on developing or time on developing something to make the process easier, it's going to be from their origin. I'm not going to go sit here and do this last step project or last step product if I can't make it more than what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
I've already got a pretty big plate that's full, you know, like we talked about. I mean, there's plenty of people that have tried to make the compound of compounds. And a lot of them have come to, I mean, I've helped develop a couple really solid compound sets. Are they the end all be all? No, there's still kind of, you know,
room for improvement.
Picky and choosy on which paint systems you hook them up to. They might be a little lackluster in the cutting ability or a lackluster in the finishing ability. I mean, like, where's that fine line? Where's that median?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, just like I said, correcting compound is a really, in my professional opinion, that is a very underrated product. Heavy cut's really good. I still think that they're mm-hmm. going to be improved on that. You know, correcting compound doesn't have enough ass for me, period. Like, I want ass. I want it to cut.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to not induce a ton of heat into the paint system. I want to be able to cut it quickly. Not, you know how I train?
I mean,
I teach you not to breach 85 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fluff up clear. I'm not trying to, you know, make hot spots. But how do you do that? I mean, that's, if you sit down and start to think about it, it's like, it'll give you a headache. Like, yeah, how do you level it down safely, not induce a ton of heat when you're inducing friction, and then get a consistent cut to finish ratio to make my finishing ability even easier?
Right. And then, pretty much then like you said, bad. then it's a different, then it's the different paint systems, right? That play into that. And then nowadays with, you know, paint and clear and everything.
Was that Bill?
Being thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saw me wash a boot with Gloss University or wash a car with a boot with Gloss University. Forgot it.
Yeah. And then paint systems being so thin these days, like you gotta be careful with, you know, your passes and how much you're cutting and whatnot.
Well, yeah, man. And so, like, do you remember when we were doing the sanding thing, Alex, and mm-hmm. you were compounding and I showed you, what was it, like 7-8 times in a row?
Yeah.
That I could sand and compound and take less material than just hammering it with compound.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember when I was telling you this, but like, and I say this in Gloss University trainings, is that you see some of these guys getting online, some of the influencers, you know, they're going to get out there and they're going to say something real controversial to get you to hook in and listen. And then their solution to that is some sort of product that they're fucking shilling. Okay. Right. And I know that almost everybody listening has probably heard that, like, your paint is only as thick as cellophane on a cigarette pack. Okay. Sure. Let's accept that. All right. Let's take that thickness and let's go ahead and use the same thickness with plastic. Let's use the same thickness with wood, and then let's use the same thickness with metal. They're all same thickness. Which one do you think is going to be harder to get through?
Material.
Now, why that's relevant in this conversation is because even though it may not be very thick, we still have no true calibration on its resiliency. And that's where that balance comes into play.
Yeah.
And that's where being a technician and not detailing by numbers is going to come into play. Just because me take machine, me take blue pad, me take polish, me take two panel, me finish. Like, it's only a matter of time before you fuck yourself. If you're not listening to the machine, if you're not feeling the feedback from the panel, if you're not watching the compound or even looking through it to see if you've already gotten your defects out, you need to go back to school.
Yeah.
So
that was one of the things that I definitely learned from you and then from Gloss University was that looking through, you know, because I didn't really understand, you know, when you were saying that a bunch of times until like I started really paying attention to watching my panel.
Let me hold that thought.
Okay.
And how many fucking cars had you compounded before you had that epiphany moment?
Oh, tons.
Tons being what? Thousands?
Well, I don't know about thousands, but definitely hundreds. Yeah. Yeah.
Hundreds of cars.
Yeah.
And you had this aha moment, and that's the thing. That's it right there. You know? Not saying anything bad to you, not saying bad to anybody else, but like the training and the knowledge and the ability to be able to hone in on your craft and answer any question that a customer has, or to be able to dial out of situations that some people deem impossible, is where that real skill factor comes into play. And I think personally and humbly that technicians need to be predicating their price points on that and not on some mystery solution that they just so happen to have in a bottle.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because that's like you told me, right? Like you said, you told me, like, we'll use the numbers that you told me, right? So you charge $2,000 for a ceramic coating, but the ceramic coating company tells you you need to charge $1,500 for it. So now you're only charging $500 for your work. And you're like, no, it needs to be the other way around. You need to charge $1,500 for your work and charge $500 for the coating, because your work is what's doing the job. It's what's 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put this in a different way so that everybody can understand. All right. We all of us, everybody listening and the three of us right now, we wake up tomorrow morning and ceramic coatings are no more. Pan protection films no more. Where is your business? You're going to wake up the very next day and go into the shop and feel good about where you're at?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
I would, yeah, because when I had my business, it was based on detail.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? Can every single person, I mean, don't get me, Reds, dude, we primarily specialize in paint correction, ceramic coatings, and paint protection film.
Right.
Those are the three things that we do. Two of those things would be gone. But you know what? I'd still have people coming in wanting paint corrections.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing. Like, you focus on your skill set and you charge accordingly for it. You see those t-shirts and shit, like, you pay me for my skill and not just my time. Like, are we really doing that, or are we just wearing the t-shirt?
Yeah.
So being a part of Jesscar is going to allow me to be able to really kind of give back to the community in that level. And I hope that, you know, like I said, building the Jesscar army, you know, like, people that are on board, doesn't mean you have to buy a shitload from the brand. I mean, I'm not going to say no if you want to, but being a part of that movement is going to save us collectively as a whole. If we keep going the direction we're going with the quick and easy, we're going to eliminate ourselves on top of us being cannibalistic by nature already. Like, nobody can get into a forum now and ask an honest question without getting crucified for fucking whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
How dumb is that? Trainings are getting shit on and they're brand centric. Like, if Jesscar's a part of something, I want it to be a neutral playing field. I want to be able to cohabitate with other brands. You know what I mean? I want to be able to collectively bring the industry to a new standard so that we can all secure the bag. And securing the bag isn't going to be who's charging the least amount of money for fucking ceramic coating. And that's essentially where we are now.
Right.
So I want to bring it back to the days where we were focusing on our skills and we were proud of what we did. You know, my hands have a ton of scars on them, but they also have a ton of stories. And I'm proud of what I've done. So
no, it's awesome, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on and
guys having me
and dropping this news, whether it's exciting news or just, you know, people are like, whatever, Noxy's doing something different. I think it's cool, dude.
Noxy shit, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, dude. I appreciate you for, you know, giving us the opportunity to kind of, you know, showcase this to the detail industry. So, you know, everybody who's listened tonight, watched tonight, or listening to this afterwards, hopefully you're hearing it here first and not seeing it on Instagram tomorrow or whatever. So I saw your live the other day and I was like, this motherfucker already, because you had it tagged and you guys were doing a little photo shoot or something. And I was like, shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't that
big. No. I know. It could have been anything. So one last question for you is, how much is Wu hating you right now? Because now it's another thing that he's going to have to pick up your slack for in the shop.
That dude is, Wu is a blessing, man. I mean, he's literally like a brother to me, and, he's used to that. I mean, he's very used to me.
Yeah, he's definitely used to picking up your slack. I know that. All those Fridays, I come up there and hang out all day, and he's still working, and you and I are bullshitting.
Because you won't stop talking. And I'm like, here, hold this polisher. And you're like,
it's heavy. It's heavy, Daddy.
Yeah.
Look at Bruno.
No, Bruno's like, these motherfuckers won't stop talking. I got to go to bed because I got to get up tomorrow, go to school. So, yeah.
Well, Bruno, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for doing the school thing. I think that's awesome. I can't wait
to see what
comes out of that, dude.
Yeah.
Alex.
Me either.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to see. I think it'll be good for you. I know that you like being creative. Yeah.
So far it's been really good to me. I'm having a baby, by the way.
Bro, that's what I meant. I forgot to say. I'm so sorry, dude. Yeah, congratulations.
No. I didn't know if you knew or not. No, I saw it. I didn't really make a big deal.
No, that's why I was apologizing. It's because I saw it and I didn't reach out and say anything. I like got caught up in, you know, whatever at the time. So I was like, I'm going to say it on the show. And then I forgot then. It just tells you where my memory is. But yeah, dude, congratulations. That's awesome. Do you know are you guys waiting to know the sex or?
Yeah, they want to do a gender reveal. I don't, but. I mean, whatever the wife wants, the wife gets, especially now.
So is it like a gender reveal party or you're waiting until when he or she pops out?
No. We're going to have the party in March.
Got it. So you're going to be one of those clowns that like hits a golf ball and it turns blue.
Is that what you're going to do? I
can tell you,
right, I don't know what they're doing.
Dude, here's how it needs to go down. This is how it needs to go down right now. Noxie, I need you to like make this happen ASAP. You need to make a polish that has a hidden blue or pink in it. Right. And then we don't know. Jason won't know until he puts that polish on the pad and like puts it on the car and starts polishing it. And then it like turns whatever the color, the sex of the baby is on the car.
Well, I'll know once I put it on the pad.
No. It needs to be like a white, but as you work it, it the color comes out.
Alex, I'm going to say this very carefully and very slowly.
That was a genius idea. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Hey, that's all the time we got for Noxie today.
Yeah. No. So anyway, you absolutely missed your calling at being a fucking cartoon.
God damn, dude.
Oh shit.
Thanks. That's all we got tonight, guys. I was
sure. Exactly.
Thank you for everybody that was listening and watching. You're listening to the Detail Solutions Podcast. I'm Noxie, your host. Jason, you want to send them off?
Hey,
you look at me. I am.
That's all, folks.
So I'm gonna see you in like a month for Valentine's dinner, right?
Yeah. You're buying me steak. Actually, yeah. I want three steaks.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see you at MTE.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll see you at MTE before I see you in Atlanta. Yeah. Damn, I'm gonna see you at MTE and then see you like 2 weeks later in Atlanta, maybe.
It's fucking terrible, but it's okay.
Yeah, no. Fucking. I don't know. All right, man.
Restraining order. Thanks. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
You guys are the best. Thanks for having me on.
No, we appreciate it, man. See you, congrats. Buddy. We're excited for you, man. So we'll talk to you soon. All right, buddy. All right. Bye. All right, man. So are you excited? I want to ask you because I've been sitting on this for like about I don't know 3 weeks or so now. And I've kept it from you because Noxie told me to, and then you purposely did not want to know before we came on the show. You wanted to find out with everybody else. So I want to get your take on the news. I mean, is it exciting? Did I overhype it? Is it cool?
I'm excited for Nox. I'm excited for him because we both know that he's been behind the scenes on a lot of other projects, and he wasn't really given his flowers on those projects.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jeskar is doing him a service, you know, they're promoting him, you know, and I think that's really good for him and his brand, because it's long overdue, and whatever he brings to Jeskar is just, we all know it's going to be money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm excited for him.
Jeskar stock go through the roof tomorrow when this drops?
I hope so. I mean, Jeskar has great products. Like I said, I've used them before. They weren't always my go-to.
So what you're saying is they don't need our help selling products?
No. They, like I said, they weren't always my go-to, but I always had them in my arsenal because they had a place in my arsenal for anything that I needed, especially their polish. Their polish is really, really good.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people love the and he didn't really talk about it, but I know a lot of people love the power lock.
That power lock shit is fucking fantastic. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's some good shit too. That's some good shit too.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, I know it's getting late.
I'll download it.
Yeah. There will not be a Q&A this week. I am off to Indianapolis tomorrow. I'm gonna go do some cheerleading things, do cheer dad things. Gonna get to hang out with Mike Cardenas a little bit, since he lives not too far away. He's gonna come up to Indianapolis. Him and I are gonna hang out and geek out about Aquatech stuff or something. I don't know. We'll figure that out. So thanks everybody for listening. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening. Please leave us a 5-star review. If you're on Apple, be kind and write us a nice little review. That would really, really go a long way for us. And my name is Alex Russell, and I am not a cartoon. See ya.